One of the most accepted, although unpleasant, remedies in the medicine cabinet may be about to lose the FDA's seal of approval, syrup of ipecac, which induces vomiting 100% of the time, was supposed to be used when a child or an adult swallowed something poisonous. But the Food and Drug Administration experts now think it doesn't work and it causes problems. On the phone with us from his office at Nashville is Dr. Alistair Wood. He's Vice Chancellor and Professor of Medicine and Pharmacology at Vanderbilt University and an advisor to the FDA on what to do about ipecac. Dr. Wood, why the change of heart about ipecac?
I think the major problem is that although it's intuitively attractive to believe that something that makes you throw up would lessen the amount of a poison you would absorb, there really isn't any evidence to support that. The second issue is that this is an agent that may be abused by people with bulimia and other eating disorders.
Bulimia is a condition which people eat and then induce vomiting so that they don't gain any weight from what they've eaten.
Exactly.
But doctor, even with that kind of abuse, isn't it true that the use of syrup of ipecac is way down from what it once was?
Yes, it's dropped enormously, which reflects the lack of faith that this is an effective therapy. It's been estimated that as many as 150,000 episodes of ipecac use may have occurred in 1986, and that's down to certainly less than 20,000 relatively recently. And even in these cases, it's not entirely clear that the recommendation was justified.
Has that happened because people have decided that the remedy doesn't work or because the occasions of poisoning are just down?
I think both. If the poison center does not recommend ipecac, then, of course, that means fewer people take it. In addition, of course, I think we've all made attempts to childproof our kitchen cabinets and medicine cabinets. And, of course, the use of childproof containers has increased enormously over the last few years. So I think 2 ounces of prevention is worth a lot more than 4 ounces of vomit.
Oh, dear. But isn't there still the occasional circumstance where a kid swallows something and that is deadly?
Well, in that setting, the child should go to a hospital rapidly, and exposing the child to something that makes you throw up won't necessarily overcome that problem. For what it's worth, although my wife and I are both physicians, we never had it in our house.
Dr. Wood, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Alistair Wood is the Vice Chancellor at Vanderbilt University, and he advised the FDA on ipecac.